So what are we doing this week?
I think we're doing like leaders.
Leaders?
Yeah, like you know, like leader characters.
Yeah. So
Cap.
Yeah, Cap and Cyclops. We can make a bunch of Cyclops jokes. Like, oh, he's very short-sighted. He doesn't see the whole picture.
He can get a little myopic, though.
Well, please, Bri.
No, if whenever Wolverine doesn't listen to him, he sees red.
look, we're all funny. We're all funny. But, you know, as long as we have our sources cited, I think we'll be okay.
Ba-da-bum.
Ba-da-bum-ba-da-bum.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
So, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
So, pandemic check-in, how's everybody doing?
I've lost my goddamn mind.
I feel like there was structure at one point, and I feel like I was very kind of part of... I could be a little defiant about things sometimes. I'm like, structure, I don't need structure, I don't need structure to survive. It turns out I was very wrong. I don't know what day it is. Apparently, it's a holiday. When we're recording this, I don't know. What's the difference? Yeah. Who knows anymore?
Yes, tis St. Swithin's Day.
You know what else builds structure?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's all glass,
alcohol. You're holding up a glass of alcohol.
Yeah. Like this beer I'm drinking, like, is this a weekend beer? Is this a weekday afternoon beer? What's become of me? I don't know.
Is it breakfast beer? If it's an oatmeal stout, it's a breakfast beer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, or if you like throw some Lucky Charms in there.
Chunky stuff.
Give me two more weeks and I'll try it.
Yeah.
It's booze that eats like a meal.
Mm.
You need a fork for it. Yeah. Wait, who eats Lucky Charms with a fork? This makes no sense. Again, I've lost my goddamn mind.
Do you ever feel like...
a plastic bag.
Yes. Feel like a plastic bag floating in the wind, caught in a tree, can't get it out of that tree. It's been there for years. I don't know.
Yes.
But you ever feel like, you know, you have so much information coming at you all the time and the world is a chaotic place, but you go out of your house and you go do your routine and you see the people that you see on a daily basis and it sort of stabilizes you to some degree mentally and emotionally, and now you don't have that anymore, and now you're starting to feel like nothing is real and nothing is true.
Sorry, we lost your audio, Bri. What was that?
Let's go to the news.
News.
Current Zero News Flash.
Welcome to the Sandman COVID-19 Delirium Edition.
Yeah.
Of the news.
Oh, yeah.
So, starting off, I've got some really hot news. I don't know if you guys have heard this yet. Apparently, Superman died.
What?
Yeah, there was, like, this big funeral, and they sent out armbands, everybody was there.
I'm very sorry. I couldn't resist. I could not resist.
No, that's great. Wow. But yeah, like, you know, like, I can't believe they killed off this character. It's going to be a whole thing.
It's astounding.
Yeah, I mean, he will. Oh, shit. You know what? He's back. Never mind. He's back.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? I looked out the window. I saw him fly by. It's good.
Did he wave?
I feel like he winked.
Was it a bird or a plane?
I feel like he winked, but I mean, it's you can't really see it that well. It's just a feeling.
In other news, apparently Hickman has jumped ship to DC. He was helming all the X titles at Marvel. He was the big dude at Marvel. He's abandoned the X titles. He's now announced plans for a 13-year arc called "These Are My Characters, Not Yours, and I'll Do Whatever the Fuck I Want." It's going to be all text and technical-looking pages. It'll revolve around Lex Luthor as he discovers his sister living in the Source Wall, and you will never understand any of it.
Finally, the people who work on AutoCAD are going to make those big bucks making comics.
It's great. I'm very excited for him to streamline DC's continuity and make it way easier to follow.
Zing.
Some mm-hmm. other news, roughly on that topic, because we mentioned DC and Marvel. We have a bit of a reverse situation. We mentioned last week that Dan DiDio was talking with Joe Quesada, right. And I guess they're being pretty friendly. Well, guess what? It was just announced that Dan DiDio, after leaving DC or being fired from DC or whatever happened, has jumped ship. He's the president of Marvel now. He's in charge of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. Ike Perlmutter got thrown out of there.
That's big news.
Dan DiDio's taken over.
Big news.
I happened to look at my phone while I was talking, and we just found out Disney has bought Warner Brothers. They own Warner Brothers. DC and Marvel are under the same umbrella now. Dan DiDio is in charge of it all. And weirdly enough, this just broke, but Dan DiDio already announced that he's going to be killing off Nightwing and Winter Soldier every month. So,
in new and sexy ways.
And over again, he hates him. He hates him so much, and he's going to kill him dead. And you know what? You're gonna buy it, because, come on. Disney owns both of them. You don't have any other options. You're going to buy it.
I would actually buy that.
I've got a bit more news. Yeah. Amazingly, I brought news this week.
Ah.
I don't know if you guys have heard this or not.
It's a pandemic.
It's a Newsday miracle.
Oh. It's a.
So Batman died. Did you know that Batman died?
Yeah. I'm upset, but I believe it.
Astounding.
Yeah, I mean, he was just a man, not like Superman.
It's true.
But also not unlike Superman, in that they were both mm-hmm. sensitive in that one place. That's right, the chest cavity. So Batman's dead. I'm sure someone else is going to be Batman. Oh, wait, someone else is Batman. Oh, wait, never mind. Batman's back. Okay, Batman's back.
I'm glad. It's been a roller coaster, but I'm happy.
It's a whirlwind of emotions. And bats.
Yeah.
That raise you up. Bats raise me up.
Kind of going off what Bri was talking about with Disney buying stuff, buying out Warner Brothers. Disney apparently has also bought out the remainder of Dark Horse's properties, but they put them all in the parking lot and set them all on fire.
So I'm never going to get to read any more Alien versus Predator comics?
It sucks.
Anymore, because I read them all the time.
I'm sure you really broke it up by that.
Under the covers of the flashlight.
Curse this sudden but inevitable development. I actually have a piece of news. And as we've touched on, the comic industry is kind of in a state of turmoil right now. And a lot of that has to do with distribution. A lot of publishers are going on hiatus or kind of reevaluating how they put their comics out because Diamond is shut down and they're having stores have shut down. But apparently the comic industry abhors a vacuum. Diamond being kind of on pause right now has created a vacuum, and somebody we might remember has decided to fill that vacuum with a brand new distribution plan. Bill Gemmis, former president or whatever his title was at Marvel Comics. He's back, baby. He's back. He's tried to stick in there for a decade or so now, but he finally has his avenue. He's gone on Facebook Marketplace. He's bought himself a used minivan. He's bought himself a hazmat suit. He's bought himself a gently used printing press. Baby, he's back. He's going to print up every single comic. He's going to drive him across the country. He's going to drop him off at your doorstep. Bill Gemmis is keeping him coming. Bill Gemmis, baby. Bill Gemmis!
He's a Gemmis comic seed.
He's a gem. He's a Gemmis.
Well, I know my last two news stories just sort of backfired on each other, but this one is like hot. It just happened. The Flash is... he's back. Never mind. Fuck. Fuck.
Which,
you know what? I don't need to do this.
Hold on, though. Which Flash died and came back? Which one?
He's left.
All of them.
Which? Wait. No, wait. Oh, sorry. There was... Oh, yeah. Okay. So that one died. Sorry. I'm back in the room now. I'm back by my mic now. So Okay, the old one died, and then the young one took his place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, he died. Never mind. Old one's back. Wait, the really young one. Now he's an adult. Now he's the Flash. Wait, he died. Old one's back. Middle one's back. Old one's back.
Are they all back?
I think.
They're all back now, right?
Yes.
Cool, I think. Yes. That's fine. Sure.
Wait, it was a dream that I had.
Apparently, Rob with the whole Dan DiDio thing, Rob Liefeld has joined DC, filling Dan DiDio's place, which was recently vacated. So it's Rob Liefeld and Jim Lee will be helming DC. And there are rumors floating around that Todd McFarlane is looking to join in which case the three 90s powerhouses would Voltron together as a giant robot wearing a half-cut leather jacket, pouches, and they would shoot variant covers out their asses. Pew, 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 pew.
I don't like the phrase Flash Voltron, but I do lust after it.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Just the sound of it changing would be...
It's very wet, and you can hear bone on bone.
It'd be so very moist.
Good. Very good.
Moist.
Yeah, it's just like the thing.
Just I was going to say celery. More, but I don't think I want to.
No, I feel like I'm going to have to need a little lie down and a little throw up.
Okay. Well, once we're done with that...
Yeah.
Everybody, 5-minute power purge, and we'll be back for...
We're one of those, like, edited podcasts where we don't have, like, a big musical interstitial because we're actually, like, cutting this stuff down. But this time, we're just going to play some music for, like, 20 minutes.
Okay.
We'll be back after
this. We'll be
back
in a minute.
What the f***?
So we're talking about leaders. Leader is in comic book.
Leaders is in Leader One from the GoBots. That's right. It's our all GoBot episode, starting with Leader One. Can't wait till we get to the Psych Hill episode. That robot had fucking stubble.
Stubble.
Sometimes we can sort of approach things like we have like a, here's a topic. We'll talk about the kind of a list thing. I feel like a lot of podcasts, a lot of comic websites do that. I feel like if anything, what we offer our listeners, should they exist, is
should they?
Listen, should they?
All four of our
should they be? Should they be erased from the timeline?
Yeah.
Our listeners have been rebooted.
All right. Well, I'm going to start wearing a high collar and a leather jacket. I look great.
You would.
I feel like.
Have you thought of that?
Yeah. I feel like what we should. We should always aim to, I think we always aim a little higher. We want to do something a little bit more interesting, sometimes a little more scientific. And, you know, people talk, they have a lot of lists if you do research on this topic. Like, who are the best comic leaders in comic books? So, like, the best superhero leaders. Well, I wanted to settle it once and for all. I think that we need to follow a scientific framework.
No one will ever discuss this again.
Never again. We're killing it dead, as we do. So I'm going to follow what the closest I can get to like a scientific kind of breakdown of what leadership qualities are. And we're going to rank some of the best leaders in comics and find out definitively once and for all which leader in comic books is the best. First off, one little caveat. Batman, he's off the list. I don't think he's top 10 material. We're not even going to discuss him because as prominent a character as he is, I think you can tell from his own, you know, Bat family that's constantly in strife and fighting each other and trying to kill each other. Maybe he's not actually that great of a leader. He's more of a Wolverine, perhaps, or maybe more of like
And I mean, many of those Robins are better leaders. So
one could argue. We'll come back around to that in a second. But I want to introduce our framework. We will. I want to introduce our framework here. So I'm going to use the most scientific source I can, and that is leadership qualities as defined by the U.S. government's chief leaderologist, Tony Robbins, who was just announced into that role, I think, pretty recently. He was on TV. So that makes him very qualified to serve as the Trump administration's chief leaderologist.
If he's the chief leaderologist, shouldn't he just be the president?
Why not? Why not?
Oh, imagine Tony Robbins' hands besides Trump's hands.
It'd be like, imagine them holding hands.
Be like his thumb.
just just caressing each other, just like, oh, tiny hands, oh, big hands.
I feel like we could do that if we just got a pair of Hulk head. Hands and yeah. a pair of those, like, little doll hands yeah. that game.
Little, like, yeah. yeah. It'll be good. It'll be really good. So anyway, so there's eight leadership qualities we're going to be ranking based on. Confidence, focus, honesty, positivity, decisiveness, the ability to inspire, effective communication, and accountability. All as per Tony Robbins' very scientific website. So we need to, I think, break down. We're going to want to get, like, a certain amount, like 7 or 8 good leaders in comics. Cyclops, I think he's a good start. He's a pretty definitive leader. Who else?
Captain America for sure.
Yeah, Captain America.
I think Reed Richards. Yeah, yeah,
definitely. So Superman. I would say he's usually the leader of the Justice League, or considered to be so.
Mm-hmm.
Storm.
Oh yeah. Again, the other X-Men definitive leader, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think since we're not doing Batman, I think Nightwing should be in there for sure. He's led the Titans. He's led the Justice League.
That's true. He's got a really good track record. That's fair. Mm. Another one, how about, say, Black Panther? He's a leader of a country. He's been a longtime Avenger. Has he led the Avengers at points? I'm not sure.
He's been there long enough.
He's been there long enough. It's his turn, baby.
If Wasp can do it, he exactly. can. Come on.
But he's a leader
should
of a country.
Should Wasp be on this list?
No. Yeah, put Wasp.
No. Let's not. Maybe next time.
All right, let's jump
in. All right, so we're going to... I think what we should do is give these... Just a gut instinct. I mean, based on their histories, we can discuss it briefly, but a score of 1 to 10. And we're going to have to, as it goes, eliminate them bit by bit just to narrow it down.
Can I actually argue, instead of ranking them 1 to 10, mm-hmm. let's do 1 to 3.
Oh, okay. Keep it
might
simple.
Make it a little more visually easy for us all.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Okay. Starting with confidence. Confidence. A very important quality. You need to believe in yourself and what you're doing. So let's score them. How about Cyclops? How does Cyclops do for confidence, do you think, from 1, 2, or 3?
I mean, it varies from day to day.
Yeah, he's either... Sometimes when he's extremely confident, it might not be a good scene.
Yeah. Then Professor
depends
X dies.
Depends if there's a redhead in there.
Oh, that's true.
He's got that big hair energy.
I'd give it a 2.
I'd say pretty middle of the road. If he either is extremely confident or not confident at all, and you know, I feel like that's a fair compromise for Cyclops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic.
I would give him a 3, whether he just thinks he's right all the time.
That's true. Frankly, I'd give him a 4. I'm going to not even do that. I would say so.
Do it, coward.
I think 3 is pretty fair for that. He tends to be generally very one-minded confident, but he is confident. And I think confident enough, too, to trust others and not necessarily always feel like he has to be the center of everything.
Hmm.
Well, maybe not. Captain America.
Captain America, I don't know. You think 2 or 3?
I'd give him a 3.
Yeah? Really?
I think a 3 is fair. I feel like he does have his times of doubt, but he's the most confident in what he believes in because he always stands by it 100%.
Right. He's got strength of convictions.
Yeah. Which is maybe technically a different thing, but I feel like I feel like that goes across.
Yeah. Superman?
That'd be another 3.
I think so.
Yeah?
It's another one that's just, the strength of his own convictions all the time. Yeah.
And I feel like...
Plus, if anybody's wrong, he just punches them in the face and they're dead.
I feel like he might be slightly less than Cap in some ways, but I feel like he's still right up there. You got him at 3.
He's fucking Superman.
It's true.
Oh.
He is?
Nightwing, Nightwing, I would give a 2.
Yeah.
He's not as he's not as confident as Superman.
It's true. Yeah, exactly.
And that does say something to the fact that, you know, we are sort of reading through these in order. Maybe putting him at another spot in the list would have changed everything, but this is the list we have.
And it's the best we have to work with. I would agree. He's a very competent leader, but yeah, he's got more self-doubt and his life has had more shakiness that maybe makes him not as confident and stable a leader as he could be otherwise.
Daddy issues.
It's true. How about Storm?
I'd go with a 3 for her. I mean, if it were out of 10, I wouldn't give her a 10, but I would give her an 8 or 9, so...
What I would say specifically about her is she's had her moments, like, when she was powerless and maybe where she was kind of struggling. You know, she's had those stories where she's kind of not at her strongest and she's struggling with it.
But yeah, or she got trapped in a small space.
Yeah.
Or she's in an elevator. Yeah.
But she always pulls through.
Let me out! By the goddess, I need to get to floor number 3.
I need to pee. Torrential rains.
it does feel like she always overcomes it and steps up.
Lightning bolt.
And poo.
Cyclops has frequently sort of just quit and just like effed off somewhere, but I feel like Storm overcomes her struggle and becomes a better leader because of it. So I would I would give her a 3 there as well. What about
And finally,
T'Challa,
Black Panther.
That's a 3.
Definitely
3. That's 100% 3.
Yeah. I don't think we even need to discuss that. Yeah.
That's got 3 written all over it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that break. We got that down so far. We're going to do the second round. After that, we're going to have to, I think, eliminate somebody, whoever's the lowest ranked, just to keep things trucking. Yep.
So next.
We have Focus.
Yep.
Which is very important. Like you're goal oriented. Mm-hmm. You know what the mission is. You're going to see it through. You're not going to get distracted. You're not going to get. It's focus. We don't need you to explain what focus is. What am I, a dictionary? Focus. I mean, I might
be. Is there a Cyclops joke?
Oh,
there?
God, there so is.
I think he is extremely focused.
Mm-hmm. Depth, perception,
except for
damned.
The times when he's not. But look, there's always going to be exceptions with these things. But it like he has been involved with the X-Men since he was, what, like 16 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically his life. He's a, you know, a career military man sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what we've – a lot of stories highlight where there's a lot of stories where it sort of seems to come down to like the X-Men are defeated or broken or missing or something. And it often comes down to like Cyclops and like somebody else like Wolverine or something being the last one standing fighting for everybody. And Wolverine because he's just like stubborn and unkillable. But Cyclops is just like he's – completely devoted.
Right.
We're like, he's not gonna
And
get...
he's just a guy that can shoot lasers.
It's true, exactly.
Pew, pew.
So it says a lot. I mean, like, he's got his goal. Sometimes he's extremely single-minded and it goes to bad places, but you can't say doesn't have focus.
Mr. Fantastic.
I'm gonna give him a 2.
For focus? I think he could be very easily distracted.
Yes.
I think he could almost be a 1, because it's like, Reed, are you in the lab again? Like, it's that sort of thing.
Right. That's a good point, actually.
Reed, Franklin's taking his first steps.
1 second. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like, he's got focus, but is it to be a leader focused?
Right.
Is it, has anything to do with the rest of them, or it's just, he's got the focus on what scientific thing he's doing today?
You know what? Come to think of it, there's a good argument that the best leader of the Fantastic Four is actually Sue, but it's too late. We're already in this.
Right.
So what do we think for Reed?
I think you convinced me 1, actually. Yeah, he could be very...
All right, 1.
Yeah. Captain America.
2 or 3.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's a 3 when it comes to focus.
2.5.
But you have to round that up.
9.95. I would argue a 2 just because, like, he does have a life outside of being Captain America. You don't
sometimes
always get to see it. You see it a lot less these days. But he's not always Captain America. Sometimes he takes his shirt off.
But out of all of them, he would be the one, I think, that has less of a life than anybody else.
I would say, though, that, like, he's very good at managing things, but I think I think focus in this case is he has his like mission and his beliefs and whatever his mission he's working towards. I don't think he really loses sight of that much. I'd give him a 3 personally, but there's an argument.
I'm fine with giving him a 3.
All right, 3.
Okay, Superman.
Weirdly
think
enough,
about it.
He's got a little. He's got a little city in a bottle that, you know, he gets distracted with all a lot of the time.
I think I honestly
I'm gonna
that's
go play with my I'm going to go play with my Candor figures.
I would actually give him I'm inclined to go too with him actually because his life is a little more, I say, than say Captain America, where he's got like his Clark side and he's got his Superman side, and you know, it's a little harder for him too. Or Captain America is like he's a great hero and like a leader, but he's, you know, he's a very strong person, but he's only a man. Superman is like the powers of a god, but he's never 100% in that world. For good
right.
reason.
He's never 100% in any world.
Yeah, exactly. For good yeah. reason, but okay. It also means he's, you know, his focus is split. So I would say a two.
Yeah.
Okay. Superman 2?
Yeah.
Nightwing?
Nightwing's definitely a two. Agreed. Maybe a one even.
I would do two. I'll give you nice and give him a two.
Just
okay, because like yeah. Batman would be like a seven
if it was out of 10. This.
No, out like if out of three, yeah.
right,
and,
yeah.
And Nightwing is very much like I'm Batman, but I know how to smile, and that's because of possibly a lack of focus.
Yeah, and also like you feel like if he had to stop being Nightwing, he'd be okay. Unless he got shot in the head and didn't remember his name, but that never happened and never will happen. So,
Storm.
I think that's another two.
Kinda, yeah.
I don't.
She does have the focus when it comes down to it, but there's other things going on. And
yeah, I feel like she's much again appropriately. She's kind of like a force of nature in some ways where she might get carried off this direction or this direction. She's always like a strong, I know. she's a very strong leader, but I feel like it's, for focus, I feel like less so than maybe a Cyclops. I think two is a good fit for her.
Black Panther? Three? I just feel like he's...
Yeah, he doesn't really...
Two or a three. Because he's the leader of a... If he's leader of a group, that's what he's doing. Otherwise, he's the leader of a nation. That's what he's
right. Yeah, you know what you're right.
It's like there's nowhere else to go. He's been. I don't want to say he's been bred to do this, but it's like it's been his entire.
He has like abdicated the throne, if that's the right word. Like a bunch of times, though. I feel like his focus tends to shift quite a bit. Like I'm here now, and he's very focused on what he's on, but. I feel like...
Well, that's not his fault. That's the writers.
That's true. I do blame the writers, but I don't know.
They don't know the real T'Challa.
There's a good argument for... there's an argument for three,
this
but...
This isn't my Black Panther.
I'm inclined to give him a two for that reason, but that's just me.
We can go with two.
I think it's a three.
Then it's a three.
Three.
You know what? Maybe a two.
Okay.
I'm just a kitten.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, so we're at the end of that one. Who gets eliminated?
Oh, yeah, so...
It's a tie between...
Oh, yeah, Nightwing or Reed Richards.
Yeah, so yep. One of them has to go. Well, I think in this case, yeah.
I think it's a bit of a stretch, but...
You gotta pick one somehow.
I
who would you rather follow in a team? Nightwing or Reed Richards? Nightwing.
The answer is Nightwing.
So,
because if I followed Reed Richards, I would probably die. Yeah.
So bye-bye, Reed.
Yep. I'd be in a ship. I'd be in a spaceship. Yeah,
exactly.
And they would forget about me for 15 years, but then someone would bring me back.
Oh, no. All right. Well, Reed is eliminated. Moving on to Honesty, which should go without saying, I would assume. So Cyclops for Honesty.
A two. I'd almost want to give him a one, but I think he can be brutally honest.
Yeah. He's not...
Like, at the expense of someone's feelings.
Professor X would be a zero. So...
Yes.
I feel like Cyclops isn't...
But then he would just mind wipe you and you'd be fine.
I feel like Cyclops... If Cyclops were to be not be honest, there he has what he believes to be a noble reason for that. And he wouldn't be like, you know... He wouldn't be dishonest, you know, out of vindictiveness or anything like that. He'd be... I think that makes him more... It's not a three, but I think a two is fair.
It's not like he doesn't have ulterior motives to keep things from people or anything. Like his girlfriends or anything.
He does not have a secret family in Alaska. Who told you that?
Nope.
Not anymore, he doesn't. Look, she went crazy and he's old.
It's fine. That's how it usually ends up.
Mm. All right.
So what were we saying? One or two?
I think two. Okay. Captain America, my friends.
That's a three.
Yeah.
That's like you think of the time when he was with the Illuminati and they had to, you know, mind wipe him.
Yep.
Because he's basically like, this is fucked up and you know it's fucked up and you're not confronting the fact that it's fucked up. I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, bye.
Yeah, I would say
we're
going
to put someone else on the team.
Be like, Chuck, get him.
Cap's entire deal is being honest no matter what the consequences. So, yeah, you got to give him the three.
Nightwing?
I think that's a two.
Yeah,
I don't know that he's necessarily a super honest guy.
He's not like a dishonest person, but he's had a few scum moments.
Yeah.
He's also had the teacher that was like the most secretive person on the planet.
That does rub off. Yeah.
Dracula?
Exactly. And a lot of it might be out of his control, but he has no, you know what I mean? He has to maintain a certain amount of that in order to even function. So yeah, I think a two is the best you can expect.
Did we skip Superman?
Oh, we can do Superman. Oh yeah, we might have jumped ahead.
Sorry. I have them written in a different order.
So did I. I had to reorganize it. Superman's a three, right?
Superman.
Is he a three or a two?
He says he never lies, but maybe that's a lie. He does keep things from people.
So does every liar.
He does keep things from people, but he does it to protect people, right? Like, he doesn't do it because he wants to. And in fact, recent story has him come out with his identity, and a lot of it is he can't lie anymore. Like, he lied for good reasons, but you think he got to a point where like it constantly eats away at him to have a double life like that and to not, you know, share the entirety of who he is being Superman. So I feel like that alone says he's a very honest person, in my opinion.
All right, yeah, I'd go three.
Okay.
How about Storm?
I would give Storm a three, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when name a time when Storm was dishonest about anything.
No. Absolutely. She's not a person who buys into shame or guilt.
Yeah. Yeah, kid. Yes, Kitty Pryde. I think that's a good costume idea.
She didn't say that.
No. She's just like, oh, all right. Like, I don't think.
But she didn't say that it was.
She was just encouraging her to, you know, like.
Do you want to express yourself?
Yes.
Do you want to have more pieces of flair?
For right or wrong.
Even Storm knows it's the 80s. It's just what's going to happen. So she's going to support her in this journey.
That's right.
I think Storm is extremely honest as a rule, so I would give her three.
Okay. And finally, Black Panther.
I
want to say like one.
He was part of the Illuminati, secrets. Right?
Yeah.
And he does tend to have a lot of, like, that's the thing too. Once
he's also a political leader, and they're sneaky boys.
Yeah.
They're sneaky boys.
Yeah. He's like a collector of knowledge and things. He doesn't let
it's
everybody
true.
Know.
It's true.
Unlike Superman.
Once again, I think he does it. Once again, I think he does it with the absolute best intentions. But I mean, he's got a track record of being pretty secretive and deceptive in a lot of ways. So it's
one.
Yeah, I think a one.
I think it's a one. I feel bad, but it's a one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're at the end of another round. We got to eliminate somebody. Who is the lowest at this point?
Mr. Nightwing. It's only a six. He's
that
out.
Is very unfortunate. I really thought Dick would go the distance.
Good night, everybody.
It's I get one. Everybody gets one. One Dick.
Sometimes that's all you need.
That's it. All right.
Let's
just move it on. Positivity.
Yep.
So being able to, like just be optimistic and keep people motivated in a positive way. So let's start off with
Cyclops.
I mean,
I don't know if it would be.
I don't think he'd be a one. I don't think he'd be a three.
No. I think.
Well, then it's
I guess
two,
it's
I guess.
Two. It's not. Like, he rallies people. He's able to get his team to overcome impossible situations. So there has to be a certain amount of, like, positive enforcement there. But Dude's a downer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Thunderbird. I think you can beat that plane.
Listen.
Dark.
It's horrible. Captain America. I'm just
two. Yeah.
Cap is a three. Come on. Cap's speeches will motivate
anyone.
Cap
and Superman are both threes.
Yeah, let's
Captain
just, let's
America
just
and
do
Superman
it.
Are both threes.
They inspire the best in everyone around them, 100%. Let's just get it done. Storm.
Two.
Two?
She would be a two, two, a three, somewhere in there.
Is she more inspiring than Cyclops?
I think so. Well, inspiring is a different one, actually. Like, this is positivity.
Oh, okay. Right. Is she more positive than Cyclops?
Everything's sort of connected. I think she's definitely more positive than Cyclops. I feel like she has like a warmth and an empathy that fosters it pretty naturally.
Always looking on the brighter side.
Or able to find it.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, so three for her.
And Black Panther, I want to give a dose. I want to give a two. I feel that he is a little more... He often can err on the side of being pragmatic to a fault sometimes.
Okay.
You know, I feel like he's very effective as a leader in ways, but I feel like he's not necessarily...
I mean, that does raise the question, what does pragmatic mean?
he'll look at things from like a realistic maybe perspective. Oh, okay.
A realist, a practical.
Yes,
practical.
Exactly.
Oh, pragmatic.
Yeah, but he's not necessarily going to, he won't always, I don't think, appeal to your best nature necessarily. He's going to appeal to whatever he thinks will get the job done. Where I feel like Captain America, Superman, a Storm will try to elevate you. Where like the Black Panther is like, this is what has to be done to solve this problem. And it's not going to be pleasant, but that's what's happening. And I don't think that's necessarily very positive. So, but he also, I think, can be a positive leader. So I don't think he's a one. So I give him a two.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So if we give him a two, and we have to go to the next elimination. Yeah, we do have two nines.
Two nines.
You're right. Cyclops and Black Panther.
So I think the tiebreaker is, again, of Cyclops and Black Panther, who, if you were on a team following, who would you follow? Who would you rather follow?
I would go with Cyclops, but by a very thin margin. Because, again, I don't want to die. but I think my chances of living are slightly higher with Cyclops than they are with Black Panther, because Cyclops is a leader, but he's a leader of people who are teammates. Black Panther is a leader of a country.
Right.
I feel like Black Panther wouldn't care if I died.
Right.
He would be like, oh, damn, we lost another one. While Cyclops would be like,
Cyclops
damn!
Would cry on my grave and then make out with someone on my grave. Mm-hmm.
And then he'd...
it'd be like one big single red.
And then you just get reborn out of a weird egg. So you're fine.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, okay. Right?
I agree. I have trouble. It's my own personal thing, but I'd rather follow Cyclops than a monarch.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
So Black Panther's out.
We're getting down to what? We got four left.
Decisiveness.
Cyclops.
No, one.
One?
Yeah, one to a two. I don't know.
I feel like a three.
He seems...
What?
Decisiveness. Sometimes...
Maybe not so much in his personal life, but when it comes to leading a team, he's very leady.
Yeah, okay, no,
agree. When it comes to personal life, he's like, I'm quitting again for the fifth time this month. But when he's leading the team, like, if somebody's gotta make the call, it's always Cyclops.
That's true. Okay, you've talked into it. Number three.
Captain America. I just wrote three down. that's the explanation. It's Captain America.
Okay. What'd you write for Superman?
Be two to three.
I think less decisive than Captain America. I think he's more, you know, he more talk it out with people.
Yeah, right.
I feel like Cap, especially with the war background, he's like, yep, we're just going to do this. He's gone through this so much that he can just do that and make that call. While Superman would be like, I don't know, I'm an alien. I don't know.
An argument, though, that, I mean, like, consulting everybody and taking everybody into account when you're making a decision is also strong leadership.
Is that one of the other leadership questions, though?
That would be more communication.
You're not wrong.
So two it is.
Two it is.
Two. Storm.
I feel like that's a two.
I think so. I think she's less decisive than Cyclops.
Yeah. And that there's the comparison right there.
Yeah. So I think that
I mean, if Cyclops is our baseline.
Yeah. for X-Men, yeah. If it's, you have to be directly compared there.
We didn't even put Leonardo on this list. What are we doing?
Ah! It kills me inside, but, you know.
Idiots.
How many are on this list? 7? He's number 8, so that's fine.
Put in your secret numbers for him right now.
They're all 4. He won, overwhelmingly. Okay, so I...
So let's add them up and see who we've got. It looks like Cyclops is out.
Wow.
You know, it's Cyclops and Storm battled it out for dominance in this list, and Storm won. So that's what it is.
That's how it goes.
Okay. Guess all right, we got to move on. And this will be for inspiring, ability to inspire people.
Oh.
Whew. Okay.
So 3-3-2. 3-3-2.
Yeah.
Cap gets a 3, Superman gets a 3, Storm gets a 2.
I think that's exactly correct, actually. Yeah. I mean, Storm does inspire.
Do we need to discuss it?
Storm is like a goddess, right? Like, she does inspire people, but, like, Captain America and Superman are...
Captain America and Superman.
Yeah.
They are the things that everybody else compares
to. She's very close behind, and that's amazing in its own right, but, yeah, no, what are you going to do? One of the three has to...
So that rounds that out, and Storm is out.
Okay, we have 2 more rounds left, and what we're going to do... We only have 2 combatants left and 2 rounds left, so there's going to be no more eliminations. We're just going to see who ends up on top at the end. The next one is effective communication. So being able to communicate and lead your team, you know, as easily and as effectively as possible, obviously. So we have Cap and we have Superman.
Well, that's interesting when it comes to communication, because, I mean, Captain America is very much a military man, whereas Superman is a civilian. So they have different communication styles just, you know, there.
Yes. So it's weird in a way. It's not so cut and dry, like one's better than the other. They just have different styles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you had an issue with sort of an order, say, or like a plan, which of the two do you think you would feel more comfortable talking to?
Would you feel comfortable questioning the sun god or the soldier?
I mean, you say that in jest, but
it's
very
a good question.
Question
it's an
me.
Actual good question. Yeah. That's the
there. Well, there's that angle on it of like approaching them, and then there's also the angle of them willingly. And I think we were talking about it earlier about Superman being able to just, well, I'm going to question and take other people's input. So he's good that way. So
in a weird way, I feel like Superman would probably be less intimidating to sort of talk to in a way, because like Captain America is such like a military leader kind of a guy that's automatically kind of intimidating. Superman, I think, is just generally pretty affable, talk-to-able person. But at the same time, he is literally like a god man. So,
yeah,
it's a tough one.
Okay, everybody say their number. 1, 2, 3 on 3 for Captain America. And then we'll just take consensus.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. So that's...
And what about for Superman?
Communication is 3. Superman, 1, 2, 3.
2.
I'm 3. Just different.
I'm going 2.
Really? Yeah. Okay. 2 wins.
All right.
And lastly, this one is for... Actually, I'm pretty sure we already have a clear winner and we can't do anything about this. But regardless, accountability. So...
Oof.
You know, you're leading, but you're also responsible for all the decisions. You're also, you're not being like, something goes wrong in the mission. You're not like, fucking Wonder Man's fault, not mine. Can't do that.
You're not Hawkeye.
Well, it's probably Wonder Man's fault. So.
It definitely is, but, you know, you're the leader, so you take responsibility for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You take responsibility for Wonder Man.
Hey, there's the episode title.
Taking responsibility for Wonder Man. Yeah. Captain America's like been accountable for his own actions, like on his own and the team. Like the times where he's given up the moniker of being Captain America when he felt like he wasn't right.
He drops the shield, he puts on that suit with the plunging neckline.
Mm. and with the cave. Big arrow, look down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't look up? At my hands. Look at
my face is up here.
He's so accountable that he will wear that damn thing because he messed something up.
So that's a 3.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's definitely a 3. Superman.
The way you said that, I don't know if it's because of the audio thing or what, but you sounded like the Iron Giant.
Superman, yeah. I'm on record as adoring Superman. He's my fave, or one of my faves. But I mean, except for recently, where he's got an open identity. He can,
and an open marriage.
He's not really. Listen, I hear that Lois Lane's got a little something going on with Clark Kent. Can you believe it? Ridiculous.
That nerd?
Beefy nerd. But yeah, he's not terribly accountable in a lot of ways. He is a Beefy god nerd. And he flies around the world doing whatever he wants, and you know, he doesn't actually answer to anybody. Like Captain America still does answer to people. Superman doesn't have to. He can just put those glasses on and effectively vanish. He can go to his Fortress of Solitude and be like, kick rocks. I don't have to listen to you at all. He's a good person, so he doesn't really do that, but I don't think he's the most accountable.
There's also the whole thing where, like, Captain America couldn't solve world hunger if he put his efforts to it. Superman absolutely could.
Yeah. And he hasn't. That dick. Oh, sorry, Nightwing got eliminated.
Ah, Matt. That butt.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Nightwing got eliminated.
All right, so are we giving him a 2 then?
Yeah, I think a 2.
I'm giving him a 2.
And look, I mean, I wrote down 3 and 2 at the beginning of before we even started talking about it.
So not that really makes a big difference.
It does not.
But that leaves Captain America 3s across the board.
He got straight 3s. He got perfect scores in everything. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all there is to it. Captain America is the best leader in comic books. So, hey, Screen Rant, don't even bother. Don't even.
No,
start.
They're still gonna do it.
I know, but I have to at least.
Comic book resources, 5 reasons why Captain America is the best leader, and 5 that it tells you he isn't.
If we were on CBR's radar, it would be like 5 reasons that you're ruining this for us. To us specifically.
And 5 reasons that you're ruining this for us. And 5 that are pictures of Vegeta.
Ah, cool.
All right, well, we decided it. We decided a thing once and for all. It almost killed us, but we did it. So, with that in mind, I think we should take our leave.
Yes.
So, go ahead, fearless leader.
Who's the leader of the group?
The leader of the pack, Merc.
My name is Merc. You can find me. My name is Merc. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca. Merc on Facebook. Merconaut on Astronaut on Instagram. Yeah. All right. I don't know what that was. Oh, smoking a cigarette now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
It was too good. Hot. It was too good. Too good.
Oh, 3 for inspiration.
All right. I'm Bri. Hello. My name is Bri. Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic that I make sometimes, hopefully recently, at welcometohereafter.com. It's called welcometohereafter.com. Moving on.
And I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. I've got, you know, art prints and books and stuff like that. You can check out my first book for free if you go to bit.ly/skiNinjas1. It's just a goofy gag-a-day strip that I used to do. Check it out.
It's quite good.
It's pretty, okay?
Awesome.
It's free.
It's free, buddy.
All right. Thanks as ever to Ocean City Defender for doing all the cool interstitial music and theme song and everything that you hear on this show.
Absolutely. Go check out his music.
Yeah. Please do. And it's good shit. And thanks for listening.
And thank you to the listener. You, the listener, are a 3. Mm.
Mm-hmm. But we mean that in a good way. I mean, if you got
no,
you
it's not out of 10.
Yeah,
it's out of 3.
Don't. I mean, you'll get that if you have already listened to the entire episode. If you just skip to the last 2 minutes of it, What are you doing?
That's weird. It's not really a book. Go backwards.
I mean, listen, we appreciate it nonetheless, but I don't understand you. I don't understand you, Kevin.
Eastman.
Go home, Kevin.
Oh.
All right. Well, we will talk to you next time.
Yep. Stay safe, everybody.
Stay horny. Bye.
Can do.
Bye.
Wait,
yeah, I'm catching that too.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, did you do the math bad?
I just caught it. I did the math bad. I went to art school. Sorry. Cyclops is out.
Oh, Cyclops. Okay. Well, that's, look, there's a minute we can cut.